In the U.S., campaigns to fight drunk driving often sound like this.
When friends don't stop friends from drinking and driving.
Yeah, it's effective. But in a small town on Prince Edward Island in Canada, police are turning their Don't Drink and Drive campaign up to 11 with this. Yes, Nickelback, the dark, high-octane Canadian rock band everyone loves to hate. Police in the town of Kensington are using the band's album Silver Side Up as a deterrent to drunk drivers. Cops are threatening that anyone picked up for drunk driving will have to sit in the cruiser and listen to the entire Nickelback album on cassette. I think for a lot of people, even Canadians, that wouldn't just deter drunk driving, it might count as torture. Constable Rob Hartland told the CBC that he was just trying to inject a little humor into the very serious matter of drinking and driving. He also grudgingly admitted that he actually likes a few of Nickelback's songs. Poor Nickelback, Hartland added. They take the brunt of a nation's joke, and I'm sure they're crying all the way to the bank. Coming up, a Cuban performance artist wants to return to the island and open a microphone so all Cubans can talk. Is it possible now? She'll tell us what she thinks later here on The World.